This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Health Podcast. Thrilled today to visit with Harris Ackerman. Harris is a leader, director of integration. He'll tell us his full title in a second at the Virtual Health System. Virtual Health System is one of the great mid-sized health systems in the country. Thrilled to visit with Harris today. Harris, can you take a moment, introduce yourself, and tell us a little bit about Virtua 2?
Sure. Good morning. So my name is Harris Ackerman. I'm the Director of Integration and Strategic Operations here at Virtua Health. And we are South Jersey's largest health system. We're a 5-hospital system. We have hundreds of employed physicians on the outpatient side. And we are excited to talk with you today.
Thank you. And tell us, when you look at this year, strategic operations, director of integration, what are you most focused on this year? What gets you going in the morning? What are you most focused and excited about?
That's a great question. So I think really this year, the name of the game is patient experience. And in my opinion, the personalization of care. We're excited because in 2021, through the COVID pandemic, we had the opportunity to take advantage of a CMS waiver and launch our hospital at home program. And from that, we've launched a few programs that really start to bring care into the patient's home, which is a little bit different, a little bit out of the box. And we're seeing this start around the country. And we're really seeing some just incredible results. And we're starting to understand now, how is technology and how is kind of what the patients are expecting from their care plan sort of changing? And how can we meet them where they want to be as opposed to always bringing them into us?
Thank you. And take a moment on sort of staffing of hospital at home, what kind of technology, any initial advice that you could give to others on hospital at home programs?
Sure. So, we are fortunate to have just an incredible team of clinicians, nurses. Our IT team has been fantastic. We're actually working with a company called Current Health, and they provide in-home technology for our patients. So the patients have wearable devices that are monitoring their vital signs 24/7. And those vitals are sent in real time to our hospital home command center, which is staffed with nurses, and we always have a physician on call. And then we actually send out travel nurses, essentially, to the patient's home at minimum twice a day. And then they have video visits on a tablet that Current Health provides, where they're meeting with their provider, who's a hospitalist employed by our system. And we can even set up things like various testing inside the home, or we provide transport back to the hospital in case, it's some type of radiology scan or something like that that can't necessarily be done in the home. So they're really getting that full inpatient experience, but in the comfort of their own home.
Fantastic. And talk a little bit about hospital at home strategy. I won't ask you about the Scarlet Knights today. But talk to us about that's a Rutgers reference, but I will ask you about sort of in when you look at strategy, think about strategy. Any things that have been particular influences on you as you think about strategy? Any authors, speakers, the Druckers of the world, or what has influenced your thoughts on evolving as a leader in strategy? Any thoughts there?
Yeah, it's definitely been interesting. We're looking at, of course, we're always looking at what some of the big players are doing around the country. The Mayo Clinics, the Intermountain Medical Centers, some of the health systems in New York that have hospital at home programs. We're of course looking at that. But as a leader, I think it comes down to a huge push in how can we consistently, I guess we'll call it right, practice excellence. Again, to get back to kind of like that patient experience aspect, we're heavily focused on that and becoming a differentiator and making sure that the patient has an excellent experience every single time and kind of working with our staff to make sure that everyone has that same excellent experience always is really the push that we're going for. And from a strategic perspective, we're constantly looking at ways to, you know, how do we streamline and kind of take the burden of these processes away from the staff? You know, you constantly hear about burnout and different things like that. Like, how do we make sure all the time that our staff is doing what they feel like they need to be doing, and they're not burdened down by some of these, you know, processes that might not necessarily be a value add in their eyes, but of course are necessary to provide that service. And, you know, that's where a lot of our partners come in, whether it's Care AI, who we've been working with quite a bit in terms of like making, turning the hospital kind of into this smart hospital, if you will. And of course, Current Health with Hospital at Home. And it really has enabled us to streamline a lot of like the information, documentation, and different workflows. So that, you know, if you're a nurse, you should be able to focus on providing the patient care that you know is so important. And same thing for our physicians. How do we make sure that they are able to maximize the amount of time that they're spending with the patient and different things like that? And there's quite a few, you know, innovative models that are out there, whether it's inpatient virtual nursing is starting to show up. And how are we leveraging kind of the idea of tele ICU floors and different things like that, so you can ensure that there's this quality care that's always happening?
Thank you. And Harris, talk for a second about the advice you would give to other emerging leaders. You're having this great leadership career. You've been there now almost 9 years. Fantastic career. What advice would you give to young evolving leaders?
That's a great question. So I think, you know, really it's being open-minded. One of the things that I really enjoy about Virtua and our leadership team here that I've learned a ton from them about is let's give things a try, right? You know, listen to folks' concerns, listen to their ideas, take what they're saying seriously, and kind of, you know, work to build processes or approach new initiatives with an open mind as much as you can, and be as collaborative as possible. Like, there's nothing really that we've done that I've been involved in over the entire time of my career that wouldn't have been possible without just extreme collaboration. And whether that's from the clinical side, from folks on the finance side, understanding, you know, how we can pay for things and how we can lower costs and what that's going to mean for our patients. On the corporate side, giving us the freedom to pilot different initiatives. It's really been incredible. So I think that open-mindedness and just focusing on relationships and ensuring everyone's kind of working towards that North Star, if you will, of the patient experience. You know, you can't really go wrong if you know for a fact that we're working towards making sure our patients are most comfortable in generally a time when it's a lot of stress and a lot of concern, whether it's their family members or themselves. So making sure, you know, let's eliminate that and kind of keep that as your North Star has really been a great experience.
Thank you very much. Harris, what a pleasure to visit with you today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Great system, great leadership. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being on here today.